Hey, how's it going? I'm Rubeninho, and I'm Grandpa, and I'm still doing this. Roll the motherfucking thing. Right now. So I had to work yesterday, and I have to work again tomorrow. But yesterday is what I want to talk about. So my patient, which you guys know I do in-home healthcare, my patient, he is wheelchair bound, meaning he's not moving unless we're helping him or he's in a wheelchair being pushed. He can physically not move without help. With that being said, last night, it's about 4 or 5 in the morning. It's 4 or 5 in the morning. And whenever we're working, we have to sleep in the couch because he has a hospital bed in the living room. He never goes to his room or any of the guest rooms. He's always in the living room because that's where we just stay. You know what I mean? So it's 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'm sleeping pretty heavy. I'm kind of a heavy sleeper, to be honest with you. And I hear this crazy rustling sound. And at first I'm thinking, oh, my patient's tossing and turning, probably just not comfortable, probably not getting a good sleep. So I kind of, you know, goes, oh, what's going on? Turn over, because my back was facing him, turn over. This dude is sitting how I'm sitting on his bed, staring into my heart, my soul, into me. And he goes, who the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing in my house? I'm calling the goddamn cops. Whoa. Hold on, buddy. That's the first time I've ever heard you say a full sentence. 1, 2, Jesus Christ, you scared the fucking piss out of me. 3, hey man, it's me, the guy who takes care of you. So I had myself a good old shit sneeze. I don't know. I'm trying to think of new lingo. New lingo that's cool. I had myself a shit sneeze. A shit sneeze. I had myself a shit sneeze. I was scared. The shit and sneezed. I don't fucking know. I uncontrollably shit because you can't control a sneeze. I shit sneezed. Am I proud of it? No. But moreover, have you guys ever heard of the Hex House in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Me neither. Yeah, I'm assuming you said me neither. Me neither. But guess where we're going Friday? Me and the boys. And Kinsey. Kinsey, if you're watching this, listening to this, we haven't granted you the rank of the boys. Chill out. Anyway, we're going to the Hex House this Friday, and I'm looking it up on YouTube. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little scared, a little nervous, because that motherfucker's scary. Am I a grown-ass man who pays his taxes? Mm-hmm. Do I easily get scared? No. Yeah. Duh. Fucking stupid. Yeah, I do get scared pretty easily, as a matter of fact. But anyway, this, you know, that's life. And it's one sometimes not worth living. Moreover, all this weekend, except for at church, because at church I was just hungover, but all this weekend, I was just absolutely shitted-faced. It was brazy. The boys, we just got together, had some drinks, hadn't been together in a minute, in like 2 weeks, which is a minute for the boys, you know. Haven't been together in like 2 weeks. We're all like, hey, man, let's party. So we partied. What do I remember from it? Not a lot. I remember walking downtown and just getting fucking car ramrodded by a light pole. I remember talking really deep for some reason. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds gay, but guess what? It was for the boys. I don't want your goddamn lettuce. But, you know, it was for the boys. We talked deep. We had like a round table discussion on politics, which they kind of swayed my opinion on some things because either I was drunk or they're really good at talking. And I was drunk, and they are really good at talking. But that's the only thing I can really remember from the talk is being deep and having like political conversations. Which, by the way, I still dislike Trump. Don't get me wrong. Still dislike Trump. Fucking hate that guy. Because, you know, I pay more in taxes than he did in 10 years, in 1 year. Oops. Uh-oh. Anyway. Then Sunday, we just kind of watched football, chilled, got drunk. A little high. Mostly drunk. I finally sobered up. Drove home. Woke up at like 10. Missed like my first class and the first half of my psychology class. Oops. Then did school. Then work yesterday. Man, life's crazy. You just kind of live life. And it's crazy. Sorry, I have nothing to talk about this episode, dude. I feel kind of fucking stupid. We're at the 7-minute mark. I don't know, man. Weekly episodes without, like, a guest to banter with is fucking weird. What I'm trying to do is just have friends on. You know? The gang. Horns down. Fuck Texas. Fuck them. If you're a fan of Texas, fuck them. Anyway. Dude, speaking of fucking college football teams, holy tits. Arkansas, dude, you came that fucking close, dude. That fucking close to beating Auburn. And you lost on a bad fucking call. Two bad calls. Both of them were fumbles. Auburn survived Arkansas. They didn't beat them. They survived Arkansas. They were up by one and then hit a game-winning field goal. That was crazy. Alabama, Ole Miss, Roll Tide. That was fucking crazy until about the fourth quarter because Ole Miss forgot to play. The Raiders upset the Chiefs. What? The Lakers. Hey, man. NBA champions. Do it for Kobe. Man. The Lakers, man. Did they deserve it? I don't know. Everybody's saying the bubble was kind of, you know. Bubble's kind of whack. I kind of agree. There were some teams that I really genuinely didn't think should have been there. Other teams, like Miami, where the fuck did Miami come from? Jimmy Butler, dude, better than LeBron? Question mark. If he had another star player, fuck Tyler Herro, by the way. If he had another star player, going to game seven, I promise you that. Biggest upset, the Clippers. You kidding me, dude? Kawhi, PG. Was it PG? I can't remember. Biggest upset, dude. Everybody was like, Kawhi's going to be the first person ever to win a championship with three different teams. And LeBron said, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you and your tight little asshole, bitch. Rated R. Fuck you and your tight little asshole. You're fucking, you didn't shave, bitch. You're gonna give me a little fucking burn, bitch. Am I speaking from experience? Possibly. That's right. I fucked your dad in the ass. Now I have nothing else to talk about. Well, I just wanted to get this episode out to you guys. Because literally as soon as I post an episode, 100 fucking million trillion people listen to it. And by 100 million trillion, I mean four. Not to toot my own horn, but four people listen to me. Yeah, I guess that's the fucking episode then. This is kind of a shitty episode. Another one. We'll call it upset because we talked about upsets and the quality of this episode is shitty. You're probably upset with me, aren't you? You're probably upset with me. Probably upset with me for being a little bitch. That's okay. Anyway, check out the links in the show notes, in the description, if you're watching on YouTube. Check me out on Pornhub if you want. Me and my uncle made some cool shit. yeah. Tell somebody you love them. Drink some goat's milk straight from the goat's titty. And roll tide. I'm starving. I'm gonna go get some fucking McDonald's or something. Holy tits. Okay. See you, gang.